Abide with us, O Lord, we pray, the gloom of darkness chase away. But we know all too well that the gloom and darkness of this world is pretty stubborn stuff. And while we may be able to push it back, it's always there, it's always lurking around the corner, always waiting to move back in and try and overpower the light. Some problems never go away. We still live as though the Lord didn't matter. We're still killing each other. We still hate our neighbor. We still live as though self is the only thing in the world that counts. And we could list 100 ways that this darkness invades and takes up residence in our own lives, but it all boils down to that thick, heavy darkness of sin. Isaiah writes, darkness covers the earth and thick darkness is over the peoples. And it's true. It's true in our communities. It's true in our families. Sin has invaded every one of our homes, and there's got to be a way out. There has to be a rescue. And there is. It's the reason why the shepherds knelt by the manger. It's why Simeon sang in the temple. It's why the wise men worshipped this helpless little boy in the virgin's arms. Light had come. Their fumbling and struggling and searching in the darkness had come to an end. The light that was capable of kicking the darkness out once and for all had come, and they were witnesses. Isaiah prophesied it, "Arise and shine, for your light has come." Simeon saw it and sang it, "Mine eyes have seen thy salvation, a light to lighten the Gentiles." St. John proclaims it as an accomplished fact. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. Jesus Christ is that light that breaks into this dark world of ours, this dark world of sin. And in him, people saw things they had never seen before. They saw things about God and about themselves that had remained hidden. In his light, we see ourselves as we really are. Fallen creatures, steeped in sin. But that's not all. In his light, we see that we are forever forgiven. In his light, we see that we are favored children of God. In his light, we see that we are redeemed and restored and renewed. With eyes of flesh, we see a newborn. With eyes of flesh, and we see flesh and blood. But by faith, we see so much more. This tiny boy is the Savior of the world. Here is the God-man, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. Here the all-powerful Prince of Peace comes in the cradle to go to the cross. And he makes your cross his cross. He makes your sin his sin. And in holy baptism, he takes your death and he gives you his life. He clothes you with his righteousness. He cradles you in his care. Joy, oh joy, beyond all gladness, Christ has done away with sadness. Hence all sorrow and repining, here the sun of grace is shining. The light has come. The light that dispels the gloom and darkness, the light of the world, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.